Catherine Russell was raised in North Kingston, Rhode Island, lived in Cambridge, and is now bunkering in New Jersey, trying to stay out of the public spotlight. During the penalty phase of Zahar Tzonaev's trial, Russell's internet history raised questions about her advanced knowledge of the Boston Marathon bombings. According to court documents, Russell searched online for the spiritual rewards the wife of a martyr or shahid might receive, typing on her MacBook the following.
If your husband becomes a shahid, what are the rewards for you?
That was in January 2012, a few days before Tamerlan flew to Dagestan hoping to join the Mujahideen, or armed jihadists, and more than a year before the marathon attacks. It was not Russell's only search that month that pointed to her husband's heightened interest in engaging in what he had discussed with friends as a holy war. After Tamerlan left for the Caucasus via Moscow, Russell, a recent convert to Islam, conducted another internet search that read,
"The rewards for the wife of Mujahideen."
Russell's online search history prompted a flurry of questions from reporters to law enforcement officials, including to Boston Special Agent in Charge Vince Lisi, at a press conference overlooking Boston Harbor.
I'm not going to comment on anything to do with anybody that hasn't been charged or convicted, any pending investigations we may or may not have.
Which all leads to one of many unanswered questions surrounding the Boston Marathon bombings. Was Catherine Russell complicit, and did she know the marathon bombings would occur? If so, will she be indicted? Authorities are reportedly investigating whether Russell was the woman seen with Tamerlan in a grainy video surveillance tape in February of 2013, purchasing 5 pressure cookers at Macy's in Boston. The U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment, but Catherine Russell's attorney spoke to WGBH News.
Obviously, my client has some involvement in what transpired before these events occurred.
Amado DeLuca is a Providence lawyer representing Russell, whose family lives in Rhode Island. He said his client never suspected her husband of doing anything illegal before the bombings, and life seemed normal in the days after. But do the authorities believe her?
You're always concerned about what may happen, but we feel very confident that she's done nothing wrong. As far as I know, she's not a target, and there's been no suggestion at all by the government that she's going to be indicted.
It's reasonable to ask why not. After all, Zahar Tzonaev's friends didn't know of the attacks before they happened, and all of them are going to prison. Russell wasn't called on to testify at her brother-in-law's trial by either side, even though with Tamerlan's death, spousal testimonial privilege no longer applied. Russell was living here with Tamerlan on Norfolk Street in Cambridge while he schemed to bomb the marathon. So it seems reasonable to ask, how could she not know?
This is their house.
A neighbor, Kathleen Flannery, had lived next door for years and says Catherine and Tamerlan were together in the days and months before the marathon bombings.
It was just him and his girlfriend, or the wife.
Catherine.
And the baby. Yeah, yeah. And she used to park her car in here sometimes. I mean, you see them every day. You see them all the time.
But Catherine Tzonaev was also the family breadwinner and spent many hours away from this apartment, working long hours as a home health care aide. In the hours after the marathon explosions, when there was panic in the streets and life-threatening injuries in the hospitals, Catherine heard from her best friend, Gina Crawford, in Rhode Island. Crawford testified that she texted Russell to make sure that she was okay. Once again, Russell's written words provide us with a glimpse into her world. She texts back to her friend.
Yeah, as far as I know, Tamerlan was home in Cambridge.
And 3 minutes later?
A lot more people are killed every day in Syria and other places. Innocent people.
Crawford testified she thought it was strange that her best friend was texting about Syria as Boston was dealing with its own horror. Catherine Russell was picked up by the FBI once they identified Tamerlan as a prime suspect, the man in the black hat. As the criminal investigation began, she refused to testify before a grand jury and invoked the Fifth after the government declined to provide immunity. I asked her lawyer, Amado DeLuca, why the U.S. Attorney's Office made this decision.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask them. I have no idea.
I did. The U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment. But, says DeLuca, Russell has talked extensively with investigators.
She cooperated with them. You know, look, I mean, let's call it for what it is. She spent a lot of time with the FBI and the terrorist task force, provided them with a lot of information, many, 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 many hours. I mean, I don't know what else she could have done.
The unanswered question surrounding Catherine Russell won't go away. DeLuca says the public may just have to deal with what it views as an imperfect outcome.
You know, people just naturally, I think, respond. They're upset by what's going on. They hear things that may suggest that, you know, she knew something, but they really don't have a complete understanding of what happened and what she did know. And that information has been provided to the government.
Today, Catherine Russell resides on a quiet street in New Jersey, hoping to live her life with her 5-year-old daughter, uninterrupted by questions of culpability and the shadow of suspicion. In Cambridge, Philip Martin, WGBH Boston's local NPR.